Hello, Tigers! So we updated this episode in So Odd with Scuds as we realized the more explanation we say doesn't mean it's easier for you to understand. The core about So Odd session is to know yourself. Self-actualization, according to the Maslow hierarchy of needs, is the final stage of psychological development. So, in other words, it means it's the ability for you to appreciate and be able to develop fully in life. But Tiger, what fulfills you can always be a unique answer. What are you motivated right now? What makes you feel down? What do you feel even without the money or the pleasure? You just feel you want to be part of that thing and you want to deepen your love and compassion towards others. What keeps you up at night? And how come you still get up in the morning? Again, Tiger, you will always have a unique answer. Despite limitations and faults, we are driven to be more creative than just living another day. Realizing the things you experience yourself, Tiger, may make you feel different, but So Odd session draws back to accept that you have limitations and capabilities as well. So acknowledge that during a bonus So Odd episode. Reflect, if you have some of those experiences or as odd as it seems, you feel different from people. The thing though is that we are so focused on the ideal image of what we should become and what we want, what do we want people to see, that our real self, including me, Scuds, have many times been hard on myself. Sometimes I'm hard on myself without even knowing it because I have many reasons, like I have a busy schedule. I don't have time for self-actualizing. And the fact I acknowledged that, like right now I said that, I feel I already have a So Odd session because I realize I am human as well. The thing, though, that you may be surprised to hear is sometimes we also make mistakes. And rather than saying, oh, wow, I realize I messed up, some people do the reverse and feel more isolated and alone, stuck in their homes or old habits because they rather feel emptier. You know, they rather punish themselves. While being alone can recharge you, being lonely drains you and isolates you from the rest of the world. But you know what? Surprisingly, a lot of people would rather punish themselves, like they rather beat themselves up than learn their problems can be fixed or temporary. And you'll be like, Scuds, you don't understand me. Don't understand how big this deal is. Like, it's a life or death matter. And I realize, yeah, it's true. I don't understand everybody's situation, but many people are so fixated to the trauma that being lonely really now is not a sake of I can recover from this, but it's more of like, I can't remember a time I wasn't lonely. And that's getting worse now in this year. So according to global survey, about 33% of adults experience loneliness in 2021. So what's that 33%? Like, what's the big deal, right? People above 20 years old to 59 years old, that's a global of 4.1 billion people. And 4.1 billion people times 33% equals 1,353,000,000 people choosing loneliness this year. So rather than feeling that loneliness is a temporary thing, they think most of the time the good things in their life is temporary and the bad things in their life is going to happen before the day ends. So we're not just saying loneliness as a feeling, we're saying loneliness as an outcome. As in the end of the day, that's what they project that's going to happen. And it's already being part of their life. So the highest percentage of loneliness in that survey comes from the country Brazil. So they often report that they don't feel connected with the people around them. and that's often. Second, feeling that lack of company were countries from Turkey, India, and Saudi Arabia. And these are one of the richest countries with rich history and manpower in the world. Worst of all, part of this global loneliness problem is no one had the chance to socialize or felt that others had no time to listen to their own struggles. Like everyone is busy making something and working elsewhere. One of the questions we should be thinking of is, if we want others to really spend time with us, can we also spend time with them sincerely with a listening ear, without a phone or a like button, or expecting that they will recognize us back? Can we just be there for somebody else? Going back to the Maslow hierarchy of needs, you can't do self-actualization without your basic needs being met, like water, food, rest, and warmth. So if we're gonna do self-actualization, part of So Odd Sessions is rather than thinking survival of the fittest, we must discern if the reality in our life is possibly our expectation is superficial or being authentic. Like, are we really just trying to live the day for somebody else? Or are we trying to live the day really having a purpose and we like our life? So rather than saying our standards are too low or our standards are too high, someone else's opinion, environment, or circumstance doesn't change our pursuit to live a purposeful life. So if it's either to live a simple life as a geek scientist like Albert Einstein, continue to be rejected but run to be the president like Abraham Lincoln, called crazy but dare to live like an artist like Van Gogh, do one scary thing every day from the words and actions of Eleanor Roosevelt, or brave the stage after having a traumatizing childhood. Even if hate wants to kill you, you are like air. You rise like the great Maya Angelou. You may be different, Tiger, from the rest of us, but your inner voice will guide you to roar your real self out to pursue to be an amazing person. We just hope that So Odd with Scuds guides you to not just survive the world, but be passionate to thrive at least with style and class, that you're gonna rock the world and be remembered for it. Before we end this episode, we just want you to know there's two bonus episodes you could try to have your self-actualizing time, or what we call in this episode, me time, because it's not just about pleasuring yourself, but you actually get to self-actualize. And remember the great words of Maya Angelou: if you're always trying to be normal, you will never know how amazing you can be. Amping in my language means take care. Amping! Listening and